Zoomer Radio. Serena Ryder, you were on my mind on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Maybe put down whatever you're eating for breakfast right now, because I got a story to tell you. Could make your skin crawl. For the fourth year in a row, Toronto's been ranked number one as the bed buggiest city in Canada. You heard right. Toronto has the worst bed bug infestation in the country. I say those words and suddenly it makes me feel itchy all over. Pest control company Orkin revealed the creepy crawly details, and Orkin residential manager Bernie Grafe joins me now. Thanks, Bernie, for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
So my mom used to tuck me in and she would say, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite. And it was so cute when I was a kid. It's not cute right now. How do these, gross bugs find their way into our homes?
Well, at the end of the day, the bed bug is the ultimate hitchhiker. They rely upon, of course, human blood to feed upon. But at the end of the day, they're a hitchhiker. People accidentally get them, in their bags, stuck to them. You get that from a hotel, you can get that from a bus, a taxi, a movie theater, literally anywhere. One of these creatures could be hiding in a, deep crack and crevice and then hitchhike its way into your home.
So, and I do this whenever I stay at a hotel, doesn't matter how nice the hotel is. I absolutely do take up the fitted sheet and I do check that little sewed crease that goes all the way around the mattress. And my husband thinks that I've lost my marbles, but I'm nervous about these bugs. And they live in those little cracks and crevices, don't they?
That's correct. At the end of the day, just like any other kind of creature, they want to be able to survive in spots where they're not going to get squished or other predators are going to get them. And exactly, you're doing the right thing. Every time you do go into a hospitality area, we follow sort of this acronym called SLEEP, where you want to survey, lift, keep all your luggage and possessions elevated off the floor. And then on your way home, you want to be able to examine, take a look at what you have. And then when you get home, place all your clothing in a dryer, because at the end of the day, heat is one of the best methods to kill bed bugs.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. That's good to know. So for people who don't know what these things look like, can you tell us how big or small they are? We always see close-up shots of these bugs. We really have no idea how big they are. And is heat all they need to be killed, or how do we get rid of them?
Well, at the end of the day, heat is one of the best methods, but, at the end of the day, vacuuming, there's other products that we use both, through an IPM process of, chemicals, dust, sprays, aerosols, vacuums. Hmm. The bed bug is about the size of an apple seed, orange and brownish in color, very oval shaped. Your biggest indication that you're going to have that you do have bed bugs is that you're going to see their fecal matter, which is sort of black in nature and tiny. And it'll almost look like someone has sprinkled pepper over something. Huh. That's your first indication.
Okay, well, yeah, I need to just think about that for a moment. And aside from just being gross that they're around, they actually do bite, too.
That's correct. And everybody's bodies react differently to, the bites and the histamines in their bodies. More often than not, we get a couple situations, just like you said, where one person is being bitten and it shows and the other person doesn't. They're like, oh, you're crazy. We don't have a problem at all.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, your first indication is certainly those bites.
Okay, so we can bring them into the country when we're traveling and they can come in our suitcases. They can actually travel on our bodies. I know that last year or the year before, maybe it was a few years ago when Orkin did this story and we were number one again. They talked about it on the streetcars and the subways too, like finding them on the seats and, on the headrests of public transit.
Well, we can literally find them anywhere, right? Because at the end of the day, they do not need a specific environment other than just a dark space to sort of hang out. They don't need a specific environment in terms of heat, cold, and they can thrive in any environment. So even just this idea of, a dirty home or a clean home, they live anywhere as long as they can get their blood meal.
Okay. Well, Orkin listed the 25 bed buggiest cities in Canada. Toronto was number one. 9 of the most infested cities are in the GTHA. My guest, Bernie Grafe, is with Orkin. Thank you, I think.
No problem. I appreciate you having me.